I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi of Marquette for a legislative update on efforts by the state of Michigan to fight COVID-19. Here's more with State Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
So the stay home, stay safe really is just so that we don't overload our healthcare system because we don't have the number of ventilators. We heard yesterday that Beaumont Hospital in Wayne County, that's the city of Detroit, their hospital beds are full as of last night. We don't want that to happen in the UP as supplies make their way to us and as manufacturers start making more ventilators. So we really just want to slow the progression of this and then be ready when it hits us.
You know, it's been interesting. We had a story this morning on the wires. There's a data management company that has been looking at how states are doing with actually following the social distancing rules. They're looking at various data. And apparently Michigan is doing pretty well. They said Michigan gets an A. So that's we must be listening.
We are. And, you know, the uptick in cases in the Detroit area, we can trace that right back to travel and having that international airport right there. People coming and going, and before we really got a handle on, you know, the executive order to stay home, there were still a lot of people coming and going from all over the world, and we think that that's why those cases are so high in that area.
State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with us on the line. There are certain things like critical manufacturing, certain industries that have been allowed to continue to operate. We are one in the broadcast media here. Critical manufacturing, I've seen that term. What does that mean?
This has to do with your major industries that directly supply either the raw materials or finished products in our healthcare system. Transportation is a big one, agriculture, even mining. They had the order to actually stay open and stay running just so that we have a supply of raw steel that can go to make ventilators and make things that we need down the road. So, I've had a lot of calls on this one. Do I qualify? Do I not? When in doubt, if you're not supplying something directly to the market, you know, our stance is it's safer for your employees and you and the community if you do temporarily shut down. But certainly if you are part of that supply chain, we would want you to stay open.
State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with us. You mentioned that if you shut down temporarily, that for a lot of businesses and a lot of individuals, maybe our private contractors could have some definite detrimental economic impact. What's being done that you can share with us in terms of on the state level to help out someone that may have some financial challenges because of this order and having to stay home?
Both Michigan and, at the federal level, we have loans available. Michigan also has $10 million in just straight-up grants for small businesses. It's important to know that just because you apply for the Michigan small business loans through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the MEDC, you do still qualify for those federal loans, so you could qualify for both. And if you go to Michigan.gov and you click on the coronavirus emblem there, you can actually find all this information, how to apply, what you need to do to qualify. But at the state level, we're keeping those qualifications very loose. We want to make sure that we can help as many small businesses as possible. And at the federal level, the same thing. There's a lot of money, billions of dollars that we're going to put towards small business grants and loans for them. We encourage everyone to apply, and they should be ready to go by April 1st.
Again, where do they find that information?
At Michigan.gov.
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.